You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Jeff Ray, Roy Wright. We are here on WKCA as we get ready for Bath County Baseball opening night, Coach. The Generals of Jackson County are here. Coach Bowling in his first year. They come out of that 13th region. Listen, it ought to be a good night for baseball. It was close to 60 today, so it's not one of those 28-degree kind of evenings.
It's ought to about, be a about as good weather as you'll get for early March or the middle of March to open up. So good weather. Be nice till the sun goes down. Then temperature's going to take a big dip.
Yes, sir.
No rain, no wind to speak of, and good day for opening baseball.
It ought to be. Of course, both teams have had one exhibition game. Bath County, I know, played Estill County, won that game 5-1. Jackson County, they had one game. They dropped it. It was 2-1, and then they started putting some other players in. So I think the final score is 4-1. Coach Bowling said maybe 5-1, something like that. But two teams that they're with Jackson County, their juniors are their class that they're watching. And we've been in that process here in Bath County for a long time, watching these kids start at 7th grade, 8th grade, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. The top part of our lineup has got some experience to it. We'll be curious to see what happens.
We got a lot of guys that are either 2-, 3-, or 4-year starters. And so experience-wise, the nod should be in our favor. Against Estill County, anytime you beat Estill County.
Oh, boy.
I know it was a scrimmage, but still, we only gave up one run in 7 innings. The pitching must have been real good, according to Cable. And, you know, if we can hit this year and score some runs, I feel good about our season. Because the past 2 or 3 years, Jeff, we've been pretty good defensively. Pitching's been pretty good. We just can't put those big numbers on the board. And hopefully now that most of these guys are seniors, another year strength-wise, and see what happens.
When we come back, we will talk about the Ira Kilburn opening argument, sponsored by Ira Kilburn, attorney at law. Don't forget, we will also have the Montgomery Tractor Sales first pitch, Downtown Athletic Club defensive play or player of the game, RL Construction Company offensive play or player of the game, and the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, brand new. We're glad to have Elite Excavation with us. Let's take a moment, hear a word from a couple of our sponsors, Bath County, Jackson County Baseball. We'll continue right here on WKCA after these messages.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2-tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lick, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell. Funeral director at 683-2871.
Welcome back, Bath County, Jackson County, right here on 97.7. To all of our friends in McKee and surrounding areas, we are glad to have you tuned in. We always give the information to the coach of the opposing team and tell them, hey, your boosters and your parents and stuff that couldn't make the trip, tune us in on WKCARadio.com. And so we will do our best to call it right down the middle, Roy, but now I tend to be a homer just a little bit.
Homer one and homer two.
I've been called worse things than that. Again, it ought to be a dandy game. Let's go ahead with our Ira Kilburn attorney opening argument, sponsored by Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law. Opening day for Bath County, opening day for Jackson County. For the Cats to come out of here with a victory over the Generals, what are we going to have to see from this red and white team?
Score a few runs, mistakes to a minimal. First game, you're going to have some bugaboos, and your whole pitchers will throw strikes, and we catch the routine plays, and that at least put us in position to win the ball game.
And should expect plenty of good baseball. When out of that 13th region, you've got Whitley and Clay and Barberville and Corbin and others that are down in there. Listen, they play a lot of good baseball down in there. Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, sponsors our opening arguments. During our pregame, we will have our final verdict during our postgame, and we will see if Coach was able to look into his crystal ball and see what the Cats need to do to come up victorious. Let's set the Bath County defense, starting on the mound, Colton Carpenter, jersey number 40. Jay Smith behind the plate in jersey number 2. Braden pitches a lot. First base, number 10, Braden Roussis. That's something that we're going to have to get used to because the Cats have got four or five pitchers that can
interchangeable.
Listen, and that's what they did against Essel. It's so convenient. I'll get back to my lineup. I mean, if you can have a guy say, okay, Roy, get these three guys out. It's your job. Get three guys out. Don't worry about anything else. You go in there and knock them out and come back to the dugout, and we keep right on. Memphis Beadle wears jersey 12. He'll start at second base. Brock Donahue will wear jersey number 7 and play short. Corbin Sarl, number 15, a staple at third base. In the outfield, left to right, number 8, Clay Manley. Adam Witt, 33, in center field. And Logan Hiley wears jersey number 1 in right field. Batting for the Generals of Jackson County, and forgive me, my folks who are in the McKee area, if I mispronounce anybody's names, I'm going to do my best. Ashton Clemens will pitch and bat first. Catcher Elijah Thomas will bat second. Shortstop Lucas Elam will bat third. Noah Callett in right field. Titus Summers in center field will bat fifth. Batting sixth, Jackson Lakes. Second baseman, left fielder Tate Truitt will bat seventh. The DH, Austin Bingham, wears jersey number 40 and bats eighth. And third baseman, Devin Seals, in the 9 spot in jersey number 8. It ought to be a dandy game. Let's take a break for one more minute. Bath County Baseball will continue right after this on WKCA.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Almost ready for first pitch here on WKCA as Bath County hosting Jackson County. Opening day in our high school spring sports season. As we get ready for first pitch, I want to remind you, if your yard is like mine, I always try to wait till Easter to start mowing. Listen, I've got grass already that's almost knee-high. If you want your yard to look great, no better place to do it than Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. They've got all kinds of tractor-type mowers, zero-turn mowers. Financing is available, that and so much more at Montgomery Tractor. Stop in and see them in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg. Colton Carpenter on the hill, Ashton Clemens at the plate for Jackson County as we get ready for the first pitch. On a gorgeous spring day, first pitch, low ball one, and we are underway. Does my heart good to see baseball, Roy?
It's that time of the year. We're major leagues. We're still about 2 or 3 weeks away.
1-1. We were talking a little bit in pregame about this team, quite possibly the most flexible lineup that Coach Patrick Armitage has had in his 9 years. He's got guys that are 6, 7, 8 position players, maybe some 9 position players out there. A ball and 2 strikes. Clemens back in the right-hand box. The 1-2. There is a fly ball to center field.
Should be retained.
In the shade, works over, one up, one down. Fly ball to center field. Brings up catcher Elijah Thomas. Bath County with 7 seniors, 5 juniors. Jackson County, 3 seniors, 7 juniors.
Carpenter may have been the most consistent pitcher we had last year because he threw strikes. He can change speeds and throw his curveball for strikes. And hopefully he'll pick up a little more mile per hour this year. And it looks like, to me, he already has.
First pitch on the outside corner, called strike one to Thomas. Of course, you followed baseball a lot longer than me, not because you're a lot older than me, but that's part of the reason. But as a coach, as a parent of a player who played college baseball, you played college baseball. If you can throw strikes, you've got 8 guys on the grass there. There's a ground ball to third, up with it, the throw across. A 5-3 put out on a ground ball to Corbin Sorrell.
You know, the old saying is, if you make the routine plays, your pitcher don't walk a bunch, you catch the balls you're supposed to catch, you'll be in the ballgame. You know, you may still may get beat on some of those days, but you're going to be in the ballgame and be competitive night in and night out by your defense and your pitchers.
And that's one thing that Colton Carpenter brings to the hill. And I don't want to just imply that he is just a space eater. That's not my point. He is a talented arm. But, again, you do not have to hit 92 on the jugs gun. You don't have to have a curveball that breaks 3.5 feet that Ken Griffey Jr. couldn't hit. Throw strikes, change location, change speeds. Good things will happen to you. Swung on and missed strike two. A good change of pace there as Elam. The shortstop.
You did a little history looking that you didn't think Bath had ever played Jackson in most recent years. At least it went back probably to the 90s probably.
When I looked on the KHSAA, there was not – they show you how the teams have fared against one another. Soft grounder to third.
Be tough.
Bare hand attempt. Infield single.
That's the old saying of swing and bunt. He couldn't have took it out there and laid it any better than that. But Carpenter had him out on his front foot, but he was able to get a piece of it and dribble it down the third baseline and it stayed fair.
Elam choked up with 2 strikes, put it in play. Here comes the cleanup man, right fielder, Noah Callette, jersey number 21. Right-hander swings and puts it into the soccer field behind his strike one.
Well, one thing I've noticed so far, they're going to be aggressive. They're up there at the plate swinging the bat.
Well, it's an hour and a half drive or so from McKee to Owingsville. So you figure them guys the whole ride up. We're getting pumped, listening to music. There's a ground ball to second. Beetle, a 4-3 putout, so one hit, no run scored. Halfway through the first inning, nothing, nothing. Bath County coming to bat after these messages on WKCA.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
Half an inning in the books. Jeff Ray, Roy Wright, Jackson County in their half of the first. A two-out single by Lucas Elam. He was stranded. Bath County coming to the plate. Sorrell, Manley, Smith, Donahue, Roussis, Williams, Beadle, Hiley, Witt. The Bath County batting lineup. Clemens on the hill, a sophomore, jersey number 3. Thomas behind the plate. Ryan Parrish at first, Jackson Lakes at second, Lucas Elam at third, or short, and Davin Seals at third. I hope that's Davin, by the way. D-A-V-I-N is what it was written down as. And until I get told different, that's what I'm going with. Truett, Summers, and Callette left to right in the outfield. So Sorrell comes up, the third baseman. Made a good effort on that swinging bunt, little nubber that went about halfway to third.
Maybe the most aggressive hitter in the Wildcat lineup.
Does it have anything to do with that orange bat?
Not sure. Oh.
Takes one on the hip. So Corbin Sorrell on with a hit batsman. Brings up left fielder Clay Manley. Corbin's a tough kid. That's not the first time he's been hit.
Yeah, number 8.
Here comes the lefty. Clay Manley wears jersey number 8. One of those seniors. Again, these kids that we have watched work their way up through middle school, JV, high school, now in one of those senior leadership positions. Opening day, second pitch back over to first base, and Sorrell head first.
Pitcher, pretty good move there.
Listen, but during his warm-up pitches, here we are, the 11th day, there's a flare.
Base hit.
Into left field.
Good job that time by Manley. Took an outside fastball and just kind of lined it into shallow right or left field for a base hit. So the Wildcats, first two runners on here just in here in the bottom of the first.
And catcher Jay Smith steps up. It's my understanding that he put one in the creek against Estill County. We were talking beforehand, Roy, you and I, in the history of this field at the Bath County Athletic Complex, which is not that old. How long has this field been down here?
Oh, probably 12.
I was going to say 10 or 12 years. There's probably not been 10 or 12 hit out of the park. A high fly ball to left field caught right on the line.
And the park's dimensions are not that long and not that far, but you seem like the wind is always blowing.
Always coming in. I don't know what the deal is. There's a magnet at home plate. I don't know. Truett caught that fly ball right on the left field line. Smith took that low pitch and given an uppercut swing. So one out, runners at first and second.
Oh, another
that
hit.
Pitch glanced off the shoulder of Donahue. So bases are full with Sorrell at third, Manley at second, and Donahue at first. And first baseman Braden Roussis, jersey number 10, comes in the right-hand box.
I'm looking for a breakout season by Braden. He's an athlete.
Yep.
He's got the talent.
Yep.
And if he can get the confidence going with the bat, I think he's going to have an excellent senior season.
He's got the body of a baseball player, doesn't he?
Yes.
Of course, if he played tight end on the football team, if he played goalie in the soccer team or whatever the case may be, he's got that athletic skill. Steps in the right-hand box with the bases loaded, swung one, fouled down toward the Bath County dugout, down a strike. Bases full, one out. Roussis at the plate. Would love to see the Cats crack that scoring column right here one way or another. One strike. Clemens to Roussis, one and one, as that pitch stays high and wide.
Really the first curveball I think he's thrown.
First I'd seen, first off speed, yep.
Hit Sorrell and Donahue both on the first pitch to each one they saw.
1-1. Popped up on the infield. The pitcher calls, squeezes, infield fly. If Jackson County gets out of this with no damage done, they have got to count that as a major win. Hit by pitch, single to left. Fly ball to left field, another hit by pitch. That loaded him up with one out. Here's the DH, Isaiah Williams. Bath County in there all white with black and red sleeves. Swung on, foul tipped at the plate, strike one. Williams, a sophomore in that DH spot. Need to put one in play here. Inside corner, ooh, called strike two.
Wasn't much on that strike, but nevertheless, he called it.
Must have been on the black. Strike two, the count. Choke up, put one in play. Here comes the offering from Clemens. There's a number. That
play
could be trouble. Hustle, hustle. Pulled him at first.
And he dropped
one
him.
Run scores. Another one's coming in. That's two. Runner advances to third. We'll have to get an official score there if that's an infield single or an error.
E5 was it? Throw,
was a little wide.
And then the first baseman dropped it too. So you could probably give an E to him or the third baseman, either one. But nevertheless, two runs.
Sorrell and Manley score. Donahue moves to third. Williams at first base. Second baseman, Memphis Beadle.
It's a good job by Isaiah. Just, he had two strikes and he just put it in play and make the team make the play, and they didn't.
So we're going to say E5. Now that the shade is back behind those trees, we'll raise that curtain just to drop so I can stand up. Too many preachers in my blood, folks. I can't sit down and talk. So Beadle in, runners on the corners, fouled straight back into the umpire's mask. Ooh-wee.
They'll wake him up.
If the coffee didn't wake him up, that sure would do it. Listen, he's a hockey player. He's tough. Beadle down a strike with Logan Eiley, the right fielder on deck. Cats up two, runners on the corners. Williams at first, Donahue at third. Two outs. Shoulder-high fastball, swung on and missed, strike two. Beadle, a junior. Again, one of those multi-position players. Low and away, a ball and two strikes. We saw him catch a time or two.
Mm-hmm.
One ball, two strikes. Beadle at the plate. Clemens on the hill for Jackson County. Here comes the 1-2. Runners bouncing around just out of the zone. Curveball just missed the outside corner. Clemens wanted it. The umpire didn't give it to him. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on, two in. Bottom of the first. There's a ground ball to third. Good play. Good throw. Got him. Bath County does score two. They're up 2-0 after one. Top of the second after this on WKCA.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
One inning complete. Bath County up 2-0 over Jackson County. The Generals sending to the plate 5-6-7, Summers, Lakes, and Truett. No runs, one hit for Jackson County. Two runs, one hit, a couple of hit batsmen, and an error in the Bath County half of the inning. That's where we stand, 2-0. Colton Carpenter in his second inning of work. No defensive changes. Carpenter pitching, Smith catching, Roussis, Beadle, Donahue, Sorrell on the infield. Manley, Witt, Hiley in the outfield. You know early, Coach, these guys are probably on a pitch count with as much talent as Patrick has got in the dugout. Don't be surprised if we don't see several pitchers and several other defensive changes.
You know, I would say probably 50, maybe 60 at the most today. He's probably on that, but I don't know that he plays any other sports, so his arm may be, you know, at a higher level than a lot of guys that play basketball and stuff because they just haven't thrown that much. So,
first pitch in the dirt, ball one. There's a ground ball to third. Good hop, good throw, bang, bang, play, got him. A 5-3 put out. The second put out from Sorrell to Roussis.
That's good as for an infielder to have the guy 6'2 over at first base.
So oh, mercy.
Throw can be a little high and not perfect yet. It looked good, and he's out by a long way.
Roussis, he's taller. Is he taller than 6'2?
He's at least 6'2.
Oh, mercy. He's a long drink of water, I know that. Then you put cleats on him, then you stand him on a base that's 2 inches tall. He's about 7'4". Oh, I'm just being silly. Ball one. There's a fly ball to right center. Back they go.
That ball's carrying.
Yes, it did. What a play out there by Logan Hiley.
They ran a long way to get that ball.
Hiley with pretty good wheels. Actually, the outfield, Witt, Manley, Hiley, all three pretty good wheels out there. Boy, did Logan have to travel a long way to catch that one.
Like I said, that ball seemed like it wasn't hit that good, but it just kept carrying. So it with no wind, the ball may carry today.
Apparently hit better than it sounded like from press row. Squares to bunt, called strike one when he pulls that bat back. That's Tate Truett, the left fielder.
And that gives the pitcher that much more confidence that his outfield can go run one down.
Yeah,
that was in the gap and would probably been at least a double.
Curveball drops in there, strike two. What a gigantic fly crawling up that window. I couldn't tell if that was a fly or if that pitch moved that far. Two strikes now, the count from Carpenter to Truett with two outs. Swung on, foul tipped, not a foul tip, but a strike it in the dirt, throw down. First strike out of the game, a 1-2-3 inning for Carpenter. Halfway through the second, Bath County leads 2-0. Back after these words on WKCA.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Spring is in the air, and your local Ace Hardware is celebrating 100 years of helpful. Get everything for the season. Garden soil, fertilizer, weed, and feed, plus the tools to get it all done. Self-propelled mowers from Toro and Craftsman, string trimmers, leaf blowers, plus Milwaukee and DeWalt power tools. Free assembly and delivery on grills, $3.99 and up. Check out the new Big Green Egg Extra Large, and they have all the paint for inside and out. It's spring at your Bath County Ace Hardware store, Water Street, Owingsville.
Yeah, absolutely. Halfway through the second inning, it is Bath County 2, Jackson County 0. No defensive changes for the Generals that I have picked up on. Clemens pitching, Thomas catching, Paris Lakes, Elam, and Seals on the infield. Truett, Summers, Callett in the outfield. 8-9-1, Logan Hiley, Adam Witt, and Corbin Sorrell drew up for Bath County. Put a star beside that fly ball to deep right center field. Hiley went a long way in that second inning to make that catch.
Yeah, last year it seemed like he played center field most of the
year. A lot of pieces to this jigsaw puzzle. There's a foul ball that's going to wind up in the bullpen, down the first
coach,
base.
A lot of times, you know, you didn't have nine really good ones. Sometimes you had to hide one in right fields where you like to put your weak one.
Listen, when I played on the Cigar Park, they hid me behind the plate because the fence was only like 8 feet away from home plate. They couldn't hardly get umpires because they knew the umpires. They knew they were going to take a beating behind me.
But our three outfielders can go get it. And, you know, sometimes in high school, a pitcher is throwing very hard. You want a really good player in right field, and that's what we've got tonight.
Just misses inside 2-1 now from Clemens. Yeah, that really does give the pitcher a little bit of breathing room to know I do not have to paint the black. I do not have to hit 92. If I can throw strikes, my guys are going to catch it. They're going to catch the ones that can be caught. And so I make one bad pitch every three innings. My guys have got my back. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. A good fastball from Ashton Clemens. One up, one down brings up center fielder Adam Witt. So the two different fashion styles are on display. Logan went through there. He had his bottom of his pants almost tucked underneath of his back cleat all the way down to his shoe tops. And here's Adam, his barely clear his kneecaps. Actually, with those wrinkles in the bottom of it, makes him look like he's out of Field of Dreams movie or something. 1-1, good fastball on the corner. Listen, Clemens has got some smoke on that fastball.
And it seems like he's loosened up a little bit. It's a little faster than it was the first inning.
Fouled straight back, another fastball that went just a little bit behind on a ball and two strikes. Jackson County in the gray pants, blue jerseys with white and red trim. That is a classic good-looking uniform, high ball two and two. A lot of the guys with the face black that goes from their eyelash all the way down to their earlobe. That's another good look. Reminds me of the Ultimate Warrior on WWE, Counts Full.
Yeah.
You know, I was a Warrior fan when he used to wrestle. A lot of folks didn't like him. Grab that top rope, shake it. You think that whole building's coming down. Here's the payoff. Swung on and missed. Another good fastball. Two up, two down. That letter high fastball looks delicious. It's hard not to reach your spoon out there to take a bite.
Yeah, two strikes, you got to kind of protect the plate. And if it's close, you got to be swinging. It may not have been in the strike zone, but you never know with the umpires. You don't want to take something close.
Sorrell steps in. That off-speed pitch, high ball one. Sorrell reached on a hit batsman. Came around to score on the air when Brock Donahue, not Brock Donahue, Isaiah Williams put one in play. One ball, one strike as Sorrell fouls it away. Corbin, one of these Bath County players, solid defense, would love nothing more than to get the bat going. Rips one just foul down the third baseline. Would love to see some of these guys get the sticks woke up early in the year. Jay Smith last year, he probably batted under 100 for the first month or so of the season. Probably batted 600 the last part of the season. So he wound up in the 360 range. If he would have batted 200 in the first part of the year, he would have been 500 for the season.
Exactly.
It was crushing the ball toward the end of the year. There's one just a bit inside. Sorrell ducks out of the way.
And I tried to tell Cable, when he was growing up, or at one year he started out 0 for 8 or 0 for 9. He said, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? I said, how many times you struck out? He said, none. I said, don't worry about it. They'll all come.
It's kind of like a shooter, ball forward. Kind of like the other night when Dillingham playing for the Cats, you missed the first five or six, so you're a 45% shooter. So you get your five or six misses out of the way. That means you're going to hit seven out of the next 11.
Don't tell a good shooter to quit shooting.
No, sir. Or a good hitter to quit hitting. The throw over the head of the first baseman.
Charles goes on down to second.
Advances to second.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell Reeves or Shepard or Dillingham either one to quit shooting. Just
ever. To the point when Reeves misses a shot, you go, uh-oh, he must be feeling bad. Some of them floaters that he's been hitting, you think there's no way he's going to miss them. Runner goes, throw down to third, not in time. So now Sorrell at third base, walked, advanced on an error, then a stolen base. With the left-handed Clay Manley, who got the only hit in the Bath County first inning. He hit a soft little flare into left field. Outside ball two. Is that some kind of siren at the softball field?
It must maybe a home run. I'm not sure.
You know, that might be it. Either that or they've set the concession stand grease. Got a little hot and smoking. We've got the volunteer fire department on their way down.
Hopefully for all intents and purposes, their game may be over. You know, you get that run rule with three
innings.
Well,
and they started at 6.
Right.
And this game started at 6:30. Not going to be the same sitting in that softball press box without Miss Jean keeping the score. We're going to try to do a game, swung on and missed, 2-1. Going to had a game scheduled tomorrow with Powell County that we were going to cover. That game got canceled. Kenny is going to try to see what he can get. He told me he was going to try to even get a Round County JV outside corner called strike two, a dandy pitch. If Mr. Clemens can throw that pitch right there, you cannot hit it with a boat paddle. 2-2. Here comes the break even. There's a little flare into left. Is that going to drop too? Caught out there by Tate Truitt. Bath County strands a runner. Two innings complete. It is 2-0 Bath over Jackson County. Top of the third after these words on WKCA.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's healthcare. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Two complete innings in Owingsville. Bath County two. Two runs, one hit. Jackson County no runs on one hit. Bingham seals and back to the top of the order with Clemens. 8-9-1 due up here in this third. Two innings into the season, Roy, what do you think?
Well, just, you know, pitching's been good. We've caught pretty much every ball. I mean, that's a good start from that standpoint. We've had some base runners. That's good. We could have blown it maybe wide open there with a big hit there in the first inning with runners on base, but we'll take it right now, 2-0.
Bath County's uniforms may be a little new. They look very bright. Cats in red script on the chest, black numbers on the back, big. Let me say thank you to the designer putting big numbers on there. The older I get, the bigger those numbers need to be. Fastball just under the knees, ball one to the DH, Austin Bingham.
And they look awful white, so they're probably, they may be brand new. Hard to keep them clean.
1-1, especially on this brick dust. One ball, one strike. Carpenter adjust that compression sleeve on the right arm. Here comes the 1-1. Fouled at the plate. Two balls and a strike. You know, we don't keep track of pitches. You figure he's going to throw 50 or 60 maybe. And
probably. And like I said, unless he's been there all winter and thrown.
And stout as a bull.
And didn't play any other sports, so he may be able to good to go.
The 1-2, a line drive into left. Caught out there by Clay Manley, one up, one down. Center fielder Adam Witt there, just in case. Brings up third baseman Devin Seals. Seals another righty. Looks like a fire plug in that right-hand box. There's a flare down the right field line. Just foul. Two batting gloves. A couple of sweatbands on that left arm.
Kind of looks like a football fullback.
Yes, he does. Curveball just misses, 1-1.
I always say, sometimes the umpire gets fooled.
I wonder.
Speed pitches, and I think he give up on that and too quick, but that broke right across
the plate. Oh, my goodness. Unless it was low, there's a called strike.
That pitch was going to be a strike no matter where it was.
Listen, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. A ball and two strikes, one out. Nobody on. Seals at the plate. Clemens on deck for Jackson County. That one's high, 2-2. And Carpenter with pretty decent smoke on his fastball.
Mm-hmm.
So the break even.
Wrinkle right here.
Yeah, man, I'd say a big hook. Doesn't break enough. Counts full. No, I'm with you. I'd say 2-2. He's been throwing that hook for strikes. Here comes the old one. Let's see what happens. There's a flare on the infield, first baseman Roussis makes the catch. Pop three, that makes two outs. And Clemens, who hit a fly ball to center field his first time up, back in the right-hand box for the Generals. Jackson County, no runs on one hit. Their one hit was a Lucas Elam single in the first. Stranded on a 4-3 ground out after that. So is that a slider or a curveball, Roy?
Make me smarter. It's a curve.
A regular curve? Okay.
I don't know if he throws a slider or not. I'd have to ask Cable.
That one low, one and one.
You know, you got slurves, you got sliders, you got curves.
And maybe not a nickel's worth of difference between them all.
You know, the 12 to 6 curveball is one that goes straight down or drop ball. It just, a lot of times, it's just who you're talking to. You may call it potato, I call it patata.
You know, I wouldn't mind a big baked patata right about now. Two balls and a strike. Clemens, there's a shot.
That's over his
head. That is deep in left field. Manley back with it, in with a stand-up double. Clemens hit that one right on the screws. And in with a two-out stand-up double. Second base hit of the game brings up Elijah Thomas, the catcher. Jersey number 13, one of the best numbers in sports is 13. That was reminiscent of a three wood in the hands of John Snedeker. That ball went a long way in a hurry. Two outs. Clemens on second after the double. Bath County still up 2-0. Time called as Thomas steps out. Carpenter just needs to put that in the foul 13. Listen, good players make good plays. He took a good pitch there and put it into deep left field. Now let's get this cat right here. Called strike one on the off-speed pitch. Thomas at second base. Beadle sneaks over, slaps the glove a little bit, just playing a little bit of the mind games. That's part of the joy of the game of baseball. Nubber at the plate, foul, ball two. What is it, 90% mental and 90% physical? Something like that. Listen, that's the joy of baseball and softball.
Yogi Berra, I believe
you're right on the money. 0-2 the count now. Would love to see Carpenter come back after that double with a punch out right here. There's a ground ball to short.
Keep it front.
Oh, mercy.
All right, that's all right.
Took an odd little hop.
It did, but Brock kept it in front of him.
Yep.
Saved a run.
So runners now at first and third. Elam, who singled his first time up. That ball had a lot of top spin on it, and that last hop, that top spin, did one of those cartoon hops.
Most situations, it's an automatic steal in high school because most of the time the catcher won't throw down. But knowing our catcher, we may sling her down there and get him.
Runner goes. I believe he caught it. He was gonna send it.
He was coming up ready to throw. So
we have a long history.
They have
guys behind the plate.
Tying run now at second base.
With no conscience and rubber arms, they will send it any base, anytime, ball one. All right, Colton, dig in deep right here. Just misses outside, ball two. We do have a new post-game award this year, the Dig Deep Award. Uh-oh. Went ahead and give him the intentional pass. That loads them up.
And that shows the confidence the coaching staff has in Carpenter that, you know, a walk gives them a run, but they believe he'll throw strikes and get out of it. Plus, that hitter's probably a pretty good player, too. Had to only hit until this inning.
Brings up the cleanup hitting. Calette swung and missed strike one.
Oh, Jason.
Boy, nobody's, yeah. Of course, the post was blocking me, but I didn't see anybody standing on third. Kellett down a strike.
Here in this situation, you don't throw behind the runners.
Nope. Not just yet. First game, up two runs, two outs, third inning, bases full. hard to just put that in your pocket, but you've got to do. There's a flare to center.
We got a man there.
Got
Call
two
it.
There. There you go. That pitch off the right-handed bat, tailing back toward the right fielder. Hiley makes the catch. Jackson County fills him up, but does not score halfway through the third. Bath County 2, Jackson County nothing. Bottom of the third after this on WKCA.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The days are getting a little longer, the temps a little warmer, and the grass a little greener. That means spring, and that means it's time to stop in Southern States Owingsville Service. Farmers, you can save $1.25 a bag or $50 a ton during the mineral sale. Gardeners, Southern States is your place for seed, plants, and fertilizer. Just about anything you need this spring, you'll find at Southern States Owingsville Service, located on Brooks Alley. Southern States, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
So we score one, it's over there.
Bath County Baseball, the Cats lead the Generals 2-0, bottom of the third. In softball, behind us, Bath County over West 9-0 in the fifth. Sure do expect big things out of both of these squads this year. Coach Kenny Williams' staff, high expectation for the softball team. Coach Armitage's staff, high expectations for this baseball team. The Cats up 2-0. Two runs on one hit. Jackson County, no runs on two hits. Had a run in the base hit in the first and a two out base hit in the third. A double from Clemens. Thomas reached on an error and then an intentional walk to Elam. That loaded him up. But the Cats get out up with a fly ball to right field.
Bath County left three runners on in the first two innings, and Jackson County has left four on. One in the first, and then left the bases loaded there in the third. So both teams had more opportunities.
Yep, a lot of meat on the bone. Smith, Donahue, Roussis, 3-4-5 due up in the bottom of the third, went Bath County up two. Sure wouldn't hurt to have a little more insurance.
I believe the umpire got fooled again.
Listen, and our angle, we're 50 feet from home plate up on the second floor here on Press Row, so we do not – I mean, we got a good view. We got a great view. But the difference of an inch inside or outside, high or low, it's hard for us to make that call, but that was not a bad-looking pitch from Clemens, a ball and a strike now to Smith. Here comes the 1-1. Grounded sharply, ooh, just foul down the third baseline. That would have been a double. Smith, a lot of extra base hits last year. Pretty good wheels. Of course, when your stride is 14 and a half feet long, it doesn't take as much effort to get around the bases. Here comes the 1-2, 2-2.
He had a good summer last year, played for Lexington Baseball Club, and went down there, and, of course, you know, they play quality competition week in and week out, and he more than held his own and had a good summer for them.
Counts even from Clemens to Smith, 2-2, the break even. That was popped straight up on the infield. Let's find it. The pitcher makes the catch. Little snow cone.
Didn't look real sure of him. A lot of times your pitcher, you're going on that mound, off the mound, you're looking for the ball, and it's not a smooth surface. It's sometimes a tough play, but in high school, most of the time, some of your better athletes is pitching anyhow.
Yes,
so.
Sir. And from a confidence standpoint, that when Clemens is not pitching, he's playing one of those
amazing shortstop
up the middle positions, shortstop, center field, catch, where historically your better athletes are. Ball two after that inside pitch. Now to Donahue. Donahue, the shortstop in the cleanup position. We might have to get him to sing the national anthem one night or something. Bring his guitar down here. He's a right smart picker. 2-1 with one out. There's a smash into right center. Over and making the play. Good job by Calette. Right fielders on both teams have been busy tonight. Not been hit right at them. They've had to move around. Looks like the lights have been turned on. They're not on yet, but they're in the warm-up process. So two up, two down. Pop to the pitcher and fly ball to right brings up first baseman Braden Roussis. Also a pop-up to the pitcher. Clemens looking for his first 1-2-3 inning. Good curveball. Swung on and missed by Roussis. On deck is the DH, Isaiah Williams, who reached on an error. Roussis, a long drink of water in that right-hand batter's box. Low ball two, 2-1.
Umpire kind of bailing out when it's either high or in the dirt.
He's thinking, I'm back there. I say, those guys, if they got paid by the bruise, they could have retired by the time my career ended.
You always hope you're back there. You're always hoping to get a good catcher. Uh-huh. That's what that protects you.
Well, they sure didn't get one when I played. Coach Tommy Hodge put me back there. Swung on and missed. The catcher did not field it cleanly. Roussis thrown out at first. Nor did Coach Jimmy Davis or Coach Gene Wills. They put me back there because they knew that's where I could do the least damage. Three innings in the books. Bath County 2, Jackson County 0, top of the fourth after this on WKCA.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Welcome back. Three complete. Bath County, two runs, one hit. Jackson County, no runs on two hits. No defensive changes here in the top half of the fourth inning. Carpenter pitching, Smith catching, Colton Carpenter. Jay Smith, Braden Roussis at first. Memphis Beadle at second, Brock Donahue at short, Corbin Sorrell at third. Clay Manley in left, Adam Witt in center, and Logan Hiley in right field.
Carpenter threw three innings, two hits, one walk, one strikeout.
Four stranded. And the walk was an intentional walk. So far, so good in this young season for Colton Carpenter.
And like I said, one of the best things he does is throw strikes. And I've seen him the last 2 years, and that's, he usually is around the plate most of the night.
Center fielder. Titus Summers takes that pitch low and away. Ball one, you're right. The man in blue, actually in black and gray. If that pitch is going to be out of the zone, he's bailing one way or another.
You don't want to turn your head. I mean, you got that mask to protect your face. You turn sideways.
You got nothing on that ear, do you?
Nothing on that ear.
Well, and it was earlier in the game, a foul ball came back and hit him square in the mask.
That may make you flinch a little bit.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'm not the dullest either. Hit me once, shame on you. Hit me twice, shame on me. Called strike two. Good job by Carpenter to come back out of an 0-2 hole to even it up.
I never did high school baseball, but middle school and stuff, I like the mask. I call it the hockey mask, so it protects everything.
Ground ball to short.
Good arm.
A good, solid throw. Summers out 6-3. Not sharply hit.
I thought it was going to be tougher than that, but Donahue turned it loose, and he was out by a good two or three steps.
That baby was a seed going across the infield. One up, one down brings up Jackson Lakes, who flew out to right field his first time up, wearing the old Johnny Bench number.
I think this is the one that Holly ran down.
He went a long way into right center. He sure did. That big hook called strike one. One and one. Just notice the catcher's mitt is Carolina blue. What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
The mitt that I used, there's a flare that's dropped just 6 inches fair. Going to be a long single. I used to have to steal dish sponges off Mom's kitchen sink to put up inside that glove. It was probably a 1950s model catcher's mitt. Lakes on with a one-out single. I may have to go take a look at that after a while. Get Jace to pack that up here. Let me reminisce. I wore a batter's glove and two dish sponges in my catcher's mitt. Still, didn't do a whole lot. Throw trickles out of the glove of Roosus, not far enough to do any damage as Lakes has to stay put. That ball was fair by 6 inches.
At best. It may be less
than that. Did you see powder fly up off the line? It was close.
But we don't use chalk anymore. They use paint, so.
Yeah, that little computer painting deal is the deal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So Truett in, squares to bunt.
Gets foul.
It was foul down the third baseline. Smith kills it. Everybody returns back to where they started. So Summers with a ground out short. Lakes with an S on the end. A single to left field. He's at first base. Truett down a strike. Bath County up 2-0. Here it is in the top of the fourth with the Generals of Jackson County. Curveball misses inside. One ball, one strike, one out, one on here in the top half of the fourth inning. Carpenter's got the sign. Here it comes. There's a fly ball pop up in the foul territory at third. Good play over there by Corbin Sorrell.
He did just exactly what you do. You run to where the ball is and find it, find the fence, make sure it's you're not in any danger there, and get under it and make the play. The worst thing you want to do is run backward. Keep backing up, because a lot of times you'll just fall back over your own feet.
Two down with a runner at first brings up Bingham, the DH, a full-grown young man, takes that curveball, strike one. Good to see Carpenter hit that first pitch strike, especially early in the season. That puts the batter on the defensive, cuts your pitch count down a lot. That one skips to the fence, ball and a strike.
Well, he's not afraid to throw a curveball first pitch for a strike.
Mm-mm.
You know, 75% of your pitchers, if you're a good hitter, first pitch is going to be a fastball. You just better be ready.
Yep.
But the better pitchers can throw, they can, what some people call pitching backward, means throw a curveball first and get ahead, and then you got the batter guessing what's coming next.
Uh-huh. Then he leans up on that front foot, and you smoke him with a fastball. Yep. Low and away. A ball and a strike, runner at second, two outs. Just misses the outside corner. You might have heard the snap into that blue mitt. We're going to have to paint that thing red, Coach. I can't get over it. We're going to have to get some kind of leather dye. 2-1. Carpenter to Bingham. Change up, swung on and missed, strike two. Dig in deep. Don't forget the Elite Excavation Dig In Award in our post game, as well as our Caudill Construction Offensive Play or Player of the Game, Downtown Athletic Defensive Play or Player of the Game, and the Ira Kilburn Final Verdict, that and so much more in our post game. Be sure and stay tuned for that. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bath County up 2-0. Runner at second. Bingham at the plate. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on and missed. Skips
no
to the
throw.
Screen.
No, well.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, good throw, Jace.
Got him. That's a no. Yeah, good throw. Because if that would not have been on time, Lakes was halfway around third, headed toward home. So Jackson County leaves one. Halfway through the fourth, it is Cats 2, Generals nothing. Bottom of the fourth after this on WKCA.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Halfway through the fourth inning, Bath County and Jackson County in a good old good one here in Owingsville. For our friends in the McKee area, we wish you could join us. Come up for Preston Court Day if you can't come up for baseball. Come up for the horse show, May Day. We'd love to have all of you come up and visit. Again, I don't see any defensive changes for Jackson County. I'll set that after this first pitch from Clemens to Isaiah Williams. Popped up. Let's see. That's into the bleachers, so that's out of play. Clemens pitching, Thomas catching, Parrish, Lakes, Elam, and Seals on the infield, Truett, Summers, and Collette in the outfield. Bath County's Colton Carpenter, four innings pitch, no runs, three hits, one strikeout, one intentional walk, five stranded runners. That one in the dirt, ball two. Clemens, two runs, one hit, two errors for the Generals, three left on base, struck out three and walked three. Out of the zone, ball two. Bath County with seven batters going to the plate in that two-run first inning.
Oh, hit.
There's a hit batsman. That looked
third.
Like it may be on the elbow. He flinched, but now he's right in there.
The third hit batter today by Clemens. Sorrell and Donahue in the first, and Williams here in the fourth.
We mentioned that seven batters made it to the plate in the first inning. In the second inning for Bath County, there was two strikeouts, a base on balls to Corbin Sorrell, and then a flyout to finish that second, then a 1-2-3 third. So after that first inning, Clemens has composed himself and held the Cats at bay. But now we've got a hit batsman.
A pinch runner, and pinch I cannot runner. See his number.
Is it five?
There is no five on there.
Clay? Clay Razor is the courtesy runner. I do not have him on my paper written down here, but that's all right. So the runner is number 5, Clay Razor. Courtesy runner in there after Williams hit by a pitch here in the bottom of the fourth. So we mentioned it a million times in our broadcast. Leadoff runners score a lot, Coach. Let's see if we can put an insurance run on the plate. Inside ball two.
You're exactly right. And the pitcher working behind puts a little more pressure on him to throw strikes.
What you have to be careful of as a batter is to not go up there with a big spoon thinking you're going to eat and eat and eat. Play ball, put one in play. That one is
left fielder coming hard.
Makes the play. So a fly ball to left. And Beadle is out. Razor can only go halfway. Not hit deep enough to make a tag. You have to go halfway. Hope the play is not made to let you advance to second. Brings up Logan Hiley, 0 for 1 with a strikeout in the second. Had a couple of putouts in right field. Step that front foot straight toward the pitcher. Don't pull it toward third for me, please. Down a strike. Easy for me to say back up here, but here comes the one strike pitch. Good curveball swung on and missed, strike two. All right, choke up. Let's slide a little closer to the plate.
Let's run here. We haven't tested their catcher's arm out yet either.
Two strikes. Runner goes. Swung on.
And with strike three, the batter's automatically out, so the runner moves up to second.
Hiley down on strikes. Razor with a stolen base.
I thought he fouled that one, but nobody's saying anything. So
well, I did too. The catcher came up with it and acted like he was going to throw to first, but didn't. I thought, well, he must have foul tipped it. So now runner at second, Adam Witt at the plate. Two out. Bath County up two.
There's a good
There's
hit.
A base
Get
hit.
Through there. Oh!
Good play by the second baseman.
I'd already called that a base hit.
He was over behind second base to try to hold the runner on. Went a long way. What a dandy, dandy play by Jackson Lakes. Bath County strands a runner. They're still lead 2-0. Top of the fifth after this on WKCA.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell.
The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs.
No, no, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owensville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
Man, this bumper music's getting good. I like it. Hannah's doing a great job. Four innings in the books, top of the fifth. 9-1-2, Seals, Clemens, Thomas due up for Jackson County. Carpenter, after four innings, still in there. Has pitched four innings, no runs, three hits, one strikeout, one intentional walk. Five left on base. I can't read my own writing. Clemens for Jackson County, four complete, two runs, one hit, four stranded, four strikeouts, one walk, and three hit batsmen. A 2-0 score here after four. Top of the fifth is Seals, Clemens, Thomas, 9-1 and 2. Seals 0-for-1. Popped out to first base his first time up.
He just joined us. Bath County scored two in the bottom of the first, and that's the only dent in the scoreboard today.
Both runs and Bath County's only hit in that first. Welcome to allergy season. If you hear that cough drop rattling around, bumping into my teeth, strike one. There's another one that's going to wind up.
A tough play. And just out of the reach.
Just out of the reach.
Russo's down as it goes out of play.
That landed in the Jackson County bullpen. Two strikes now on Davin Seals. Clemens on deck, 1-for-2. He hit a fly ball to center. And a double to deep left field. Stranded there in that third inning. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Low and away. Carpenter tried to get him to chase. He said, nah, baby, nah.
Good miss. Good miss.
Yes, sir. Actually got a chance here. I was going to say chance here for another one to throw a borderline pitch. Count now even at 2-2.
Come and get him right here. Number 9 hitter. He's down there for a reason.
Got a hook right here, Roy?
No, right down the pipe.
Fastball?
Yep.
Fouled off the nub of the bat. He check swinged it. It looked like it hit right on the handle of the bat. Count remains 2-2. All right, Colton Smoke. Let's get him right here. High ball 3. Count's full.
Big out, leadoff runner here in the fifth. 3-2.
Here comes the payoff. Turns on that one. It winds up deep in foul territory.
Toward the old cornfield or
in
soybean
field. In the playground, depends on what they decide to put in, beans or corn. Listen, it won't be long till it'll be time to put.
Growing seasons
right up
around
on
the corner.
Yeah, man. Top half of the fifth inning, 3-2. Here's the payoff.
Ooh.
Inside ball 4, leadoff walk.
It's his second walk today, but he walked one intentional there in the third. So first real base on balls he's given up.
Did not come to pass in the Bath County half of the fourth, but now you know as well as I do. Leadoff runner gets on base. They come around a lot, especially with the top of the order due up. So the nine-man Seals draws a leadoff walk in the fifth. Here's Clemens, 1-for-2. Hit the ball pretty well both times. Fly ball to center field and a double to left. Thomas on deck. Jackson County down 2-0. The Cats from Bath County, both runs in the first. Swung on and missed, count even at 1-1 on a good change of pace from Colton Carpenter. I don't have any way to predict, but you assume that this would be his last inning early in the year. Unless, like you say, unless he has just been working out all summer, all winter. He didn't play basketball, or to the best of my knowledge. So he may have just
baseball is the only sport he plays.
He may have just been.
He may be in mid-season form.
Yep. There's a ground ball in the hole between first and second. So runners at first and second.
Not hit very hard, but just in the right place. Is it just barely gets into the outfield grass? But
so Seals at second, Clemens at first. And as
out,
we speak, so yes.
It may be a strategy meeting, or it may be how you feel. Let's make a change. We don't keep the pitch count, so I'm not exactly sure
how
many pitches are
thrown.
No, not
even close. I can't count that high anyway. Over 60? This early
Steve
in the
Steve
year.
Steve Meacraft's giving me signals. I don't know if it's hit and run or what that was.
Make sure he uses all the right fingers. Some of those signals can get a little. He's staying in there.
And that probably is just, you know, going out, talk to him, how you feel. Let's be alert, too. Bunting situation. Nobody out first and second. So what are we doing? Who's covering where? And what are we doing if it's hit to you? So
again, that's the joy of baseball is you've got nine guys on the field. So the third baseman's got to think if it's a sharply hit ground ball to me, everybody does. Do you turn two up the middle, squares to bunt? Pulls the bat back, strike one, fastball on the outside corner.
So in that coverage, they had the first baseman charging, second baseman going to first, third baseman staying at third, and that means the pitcher has the third base side.
You square to bunt again?
I think so. I think so. He's not.
Two on, nobody out, at least not yet. Nope. Just misses the curveball on the outside corner, one and one. No, listen, I'm bunting again. You're down two. It's early in the year.
You make Thomas, the defense make a play.
Yep. Thomas is 0 for 1, reached on an error.
And of course, we don't know anything about Jackson County. That may be their best hitter right here, and that may be why he's not bunting. But
oh, listen, when you're old like me, I'm telling you, bunt one between the pitcher, bunt it toward the second baseman. Let both you guys move. One ball, two strike, bunts off now, unless something random happens, time called. This would be a big out for Colton Carpenter. Runners at first and second, nobody out. That means you've got 500 options if the ball is put in play. Curve ball on the inside corner, a dandy, dandy pitch. Now, instead of having 500 options, Roy, well, you got 40.
Probably.
If it's hit to the third baseman, you step on third and send it across. Middle infield turns two.
Correct. And he's the number three hitter, so he's not bunting. He has a single and took the intentional walk his second time up. So I say he's swinging away.
I'd say you're right, especially with one out. And if it was later in the year, maybe you bunt him. Right now you're just saying, that boy's just play ball. Scoots way up. Oh, mercy. Scoots way up in the box and calls time late and is giving it. Hootie-hoo, what about that?
And they always tell the pitcher in throw that it. Situation, throw it.
Throw it.
Hurt yourself by stopping in the middle.
Back in goes Elam. Runners at first and second, one out. Curveball low, ball one. As a batter, again, and of course he got the time called and got it given to him. Boy, you got to watch. Just because you raise that hand up does not mean you get it.
Nope.
Not automatic.
All you're doing is asking for it.
One ball pitch. Fouled straight back. Fastball one and one.
Yeah, I've heard several players in their career say, well, I called time. Well, you can't call time. You can ask for time.
You can ask. That's exactly right. It's a gift when you get it. It's not automatic. One ball, one strike, one out. This would be another big out if the Cats can get it. Bath County up two, one out, fifth inning. There's a ground ball
Get one.
Flip, got to force. There you go. Runners at the corners. Pretty good wheels on Elam. So he reaches on the fielder's choice. And Clemens is out on the fielder's choice. So now you got Seals at third. Elam at first. Two outs. Noah Callette, 0 for 2, grounded to short. Grounded to second.
Cleanup hitter up. First and third, see if they'll try to get that runner into scoring position to put the tying run at second.
So, you know, we know what Jace has got on his right shoulder. There's a ground ball to third. Good scoop. Good throw.
Good job.
That's the way to finish up an inning, fellas. K Cowlett grounds out. Sorrel makes the scoop in the throw to Roussis. Jackson County threatens but does not score. They strand two halfway through the fifth. A good old good one in Owingsville. Bath County 2, Jackson County 0. Bottom of the fifth after this on WKCA.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Third switch.
New pitcher. Third baseman Davin Seals comes in. And it appears that Clemens moves to third. Let me make sure when he... Yeah, you can tell that throwing motion. So Clemens, a good outing on this opening night for Jackson County. He pitched four innings, two runs, one hit. Stranded four Wildcats, struck out four, walked one, and hit three.
Yeah, both runs really are unearned because they scored on the error there in the first with the bases loaded.
So Clemens now at third, Seals at first. Let me make those marks. That was a dandy, dandy comeback by Colton Carpenter. Gave up a walk and a base hit, two runners on, nobody out. Got a strikeout. Got Elam to hit into a fielder's choice. That put him on the corners with two outs. And then a good play at third, Cowlett grounding to Sorrell to finish that fifth inning. Boy, you like to see that as a Cat fan.
Yeah. Well, I'd say if Jackson County had it to do over, they'd been bunting with the first two on instead of trying to hit and make Bath County make a play behind them, because at least you're probably going to put a boy to third base or a runner at third, even if they get an out. And, you know, you need two runs. So a successful bunch, you got them second and third with one out with your three and four hitter up.
One, two, and three, Sorrell, Manley, Smith do up. That one fouled right back to the press row. Sorrell down a strike.
And watching this pitcher warm up, he didn't throw a lot of strikes, so I would be a little patient this first at bat, but Sorrell's already swung at the first one.
And listen, of all the characteristics of Corbin Sorrell, curveball, called strike two, patience at the plate is not one of them.
No.
Listen, I love him. He's a great kid and a great ball player.
Very aggressive with the stick.
He's up there ready to hit. As soon as he gets off the bus, he's ready to put one out, down two strikes. Curveball grounded to third. You can tell that Cat right there pitches. He threw a fastball from deep in the hole at third base to Parrish at first, and that was that was straight as an arrow. So Sorrell out 5-3, brings up Clay Manley with the only base hit.
Now you can tell Clemens is one of their better players, yeah, athletes, and pitcher and hitter.
Seals, not a sidearm pitcher, but about a three-quarter.
Dropped down a little bit.
It comes off to the outside edge a little bit for a righty. I'm trying to figure out how to say that. Not a straight overhand.
But not a sidearm either. It's somewhere kind of in between.
Yeah. Nothing like Coach Baber, the former submariner, that his knuckles were scraped by the end of the game where his hand would drag that dirt. But a little bit off to the side, a little different angle. There's a little flare. Second baseman out to catch it.
I thought that had a chance when it left the bat.
Second baseman Jackson Lakes has made a couple of good plays on, of course, the one where before he was over covering second base trying to keep the runner close and went into the short right field grass to make a play. That one not hardly that much.
But the first one was outstanding.
And that was a good play. Had to cover some territory. All right, Jay Smith, you're due. Fly ball to left and a pop to the pitcher. Let's see if we can take one of them curveballs. That one inside, ball one. Park it out there in amongst the willows.
Smith 0 for 2 on the day.
Another with the high stockings in that uniform.
That's a hit. Maybe one, for sure. Maybe two. He's going.
Yep, he's going because that ball wound up down close to the 300 mark. So a two-out double.
Ball just inside the third baseline. They hit one that was 6 inches
about
fair.
About the same, yes, buddy.
It wasn't much more than that, but they all count.
Yes, sir. Anything inside the stripes counts. So a two-out double. Smith, good wheels. Cleanup hitter and shortstop, Brock Donahue. That curveball letter high called strike one. Seals in his first inning of relief after Clemens went for Jackson County.
Two outs, any ball to the outfield grass should score Smith with two out.
Smith with good speed, and Coach Armitage aggressive as a base coach. That one just missed the inside corner. That had a lot of hook to it.
Old slow breaking ball.
Yeah. Ooh-wee. That thing bent like a fish hook. Of course, Donahue, again, when that pitch is coming at you 53 miles an hour, whatever it is, you're not going to bail out of the way. If you get hit, you get hit. It's a little tougher to stand in there with an 86-mile-an-hour fastball. That pitch broke a long way. Just missed 1-1 with a runner at second. Bath County up 2-0. Bottom of the fifth, two outs. Smith at second. Donahue at the plate. Here comes the 1-1. Another curveball outside. 2-1.
Be thinking fastball right here, Brock. Line it right back up the middle.
Punch one to the gap somewhere. Let's see if we can get another insurance run.
Big hole between first and second.
Yes, sir.
Second baseman holding the runner on.
Slapping the glove. A lot of dancing. High ball three. All part of the game. Listen, I love, everybody knows I love this game.
The game, there's so many games.
I love
there's so many games within the game.
Within the game, that's exactly right. Can you catch the runner napping? Can the shortstop sneak over behind him? In the dirt, ball four. So a two-out double, followed by a base on balls, puts runners at first and second. First baseman Braden Roos is 0 for 2. He's due for a base hit.
Donahue hit by a pitch in the first and walks here in the fifth, so he's been on two of the three times.
Have we got a runner going in? Got somebody with a ninja hood on. I don't know what the deal there is. That's Jimmy Tipton. Sorry about that. Coach Armitage talking to the umpires. Coach Armitage knows that rule book. He knows how to enter and re-enter and whatever the case may be. Is he going to re-enter? So is Tipton going in to run?
Yeah, okay, so Tipton's going to rock down to the bullpen and loosen up.
I was going to say, that's what I would presume, because you presume after five, Carpenter is probably done.
Or he's going to start with a short leash on him in the sixth.
Uh-huh, and give him, like, just one batter or something.
You know, if he gets first one, he'll keep going. If second one, he'll keep going. But, like I said, short leash.
So Tipton the runner at first base, Smith the runner at second base, Roussas at the plate.
I said, one of these days he's going to break loose. Hopefully it starts right now.
Well, I was going to say, about 3 seconds from now would not hurt my feelings. Here comes the first offering from Seals to Roussas. Curveball wide of the zone to the right-handed batter. Ball one. Isaiah Williams on deck. Actually, he is not on deck.
Number five,
and that is who we had a minute ago, but I had the wrong number written down for him and didn't. He was the one that ran a minute ago.
Clay Razor,
thank you very much. That curveball drops in there 1-1. A lot of off-speed stuff coming from Seals. One ball, one strike, two out, two on for Bath County. Bottom of the fifth, Bath County up two over Jackson County. Good wheels at first and second, a base hit to the gap would score at least one.
Oh,
good play by the catcher. Woo!
They got over there anyhow, but the catcher.
What a catch on the outside throw from Seals. A dive, one hopped. That might be the dig deep play right there. Listen, he dug that out of the brick dust and showed a pretty good wing on the throw down to third base.
3-1. Yes, fastball right down the pipe. Or
yes,
swing.
There's a ground
a
ball
play, though.
To the second baseman. One run's going to score.
Well, that's three out.
No, that is my bad. Absolutely my bad. Good play there off the fist. Roussas out 4-3. And Seals works out of a two-out jam. Top of the sixth coming up. Bath County leads Jackson County 2-0 here on 97.7 WKCA.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Top of the sixth, Colton Carpenter is off the hill. Brock Donahue moves into the circle. So Donahue moves from short to the mound. Carpenter moves from pitcher to third. And Corbin Sorrell moves from third to short. So it's just take your little rotator thing and turn it about 60 degrees. You will be in the right spot. Actually, I guess 120 degrees. There, if you move the circle 360, too much math. Summers, Lakes, Truett due up here in the sixth inning. Jackson County trails Bath County 2-0. Both Bath County runs in the only Bath County hit. No, I'll take that back. The first of two hits came in that first inning. Jay Smith with a two-out double. In that fifth inning, Bath County left two runners on. Two runs, two hits after five complete.
5-6-7 coming up for Jackson County. Summer 0-2, Lakes 1-2, and Truett 0-2, the three hitters that Donahue will face.
One and four. I'm trying to make notes here as Donahue, forgive the silence. I could claim that that bit of silence sponsored by the Bath County Memorial Library, little silence is a good thing sometimes. So Donahue, the pitcher, we talked a little bit in the pregame, Roy. Bath County's five or six pitchers deep, four or five, that in all honesty, there's probably not a nickel's worth of difference. I mean, they may have different skill sets and different styles and different whatever.
Yeah, a couple of them throw a little harder than the others, but they all are quality pitchers.
Quality pitchers. So Donahue in for his first inning of work. Need to throw strikes. Cats up by two here in the top of the sixth with Summers, Lakes, and Truitt. Summers 0 for 2, grounded to third, grounded to short in the second and fourth respectively. First pitch a little overthrown.
I was going to say, don't try to overthrow here.
Nope, especially in a 50-degree day, ball one. Now, first game of the year, 50 degrees, an out-of-district, out-of-region opponent. Ground ball to second, charging hard. Bang, bang, play. Beetle to Roussos.
Infield grass is fairly thick.
Apparently thick.
I don't want to say it's tall, but it's thick, and any ground ball is slowing it up.
Well, it's knocking the far out of it, isn't it? It is. Hey, that ball came off the bat of Summers, what I thought was pretty sharp. By the time it got past the pitcher's mound, it was barely going.
Slowed down to a crawl.
Now, as an infielder, you got to make adjustments. You got to be ready to charge hard. And Beetle did there and made a good play. Maybe if this were mid-June instead of early March. Oh, my text message tone just went off. That ball may come through there a little hotter, but right now that is not the case. Inside ball two. Pretty good smoke out of the right arm of Brock Donahue as well. One out. Lakes at the plate. Ball three, the count to him.
Somebody can get him one at a time. One strike at a time.
Yep. Just settle down, throw strikes. The defense has shown tonight that they are going to make the plays. They did behind Carpenter. They will. Ball four. Four pitches out of the zone. That is a one-out walk to Jackson Lakes. His second time reaching first base, had a fly ball to right his first time, a single stranded at first in the fourth, a one-out walk here in the sixth, brings up Tate Truitt 0 for 2, strikeout, pop foul to the third baseman. That was a whopper of a curveball.
Good
just
there.
Missed the inside corner. Truitt, that front knee kind of buckled. You knew it was getting ready to break when he did that. Ball one. That's five pitches in a row out of the zone. Make it six. That pitch jumps
just
out of the glove. Good throw. Good head first slide.
Jace made it close. Shouldn't have been, but Jace has a strong arm. That pitch just bounced out of his glove and just enough away for Lakes to get to second.
It's all in that blue catcher's mitt. If we paint that thing red, it won't do that anymore. Two balls now to count. One out, runner at second is Lakes. High ball three. Don't overthrow. Throw strikes. You don't need to hit 90. There's no scouts here tonight. Throw strikes.
Throw strikes. I don't believe they'll hit him.
Nope. 3-0. So a ground out, a base on balls, and now a 3-0 count.
There's one.
There's 3-1. Come back to that same pitch right there. Get it full. The 3-1 from Donahue. Shoulder high fastball. Ooh, called strike.
Got one that time, but I like that.
Counts full. Some of those off the plate didn't miss by much. That strike didn't make it by much. Counts full. One out, one on. Chopped foul at the plate. Count remains full.
I think we're messing too much with the runner at second.
I'm with you.
He doesn't he doesn't win or lose the game, just kind of throw a little dirt at him, kick a little dirt, say something to him, make him go back on his own, you're leaving too big a hole between Lakes, first and second.
Lake's the runner out there, second baseman, pretty good speed. But you got to make sure and don't put yourself in a bad spot. There's a number to short. He's
no throw, no throw.
Yep.
Good
mercy. A good decision not to throw and then a bad decision to throw it to third. So an infield single. Shortstop Corbin Sorrell comes up with it, makes the right call not to go to first, then flips it over the head of the third baseman. That allows Lakes to score 2-1. Not only does Lakes score, Truitt advances to second. On a throwing error. Coach Armitage goes out to visit for just a minute and then heads back to the dugout. I feel comfortable that his visit, Brock kind of flexing that left leg, rubbing that calf just a little.
I didn't watch him. I watched the balls. I don't know if he fell on the pitch or slipped.
Came out awkwardly maybe. He's rubbing that left leg just a little bit. I feel like the content of that conversation was, Brock, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. And then the next sentence was, come on, boys, play ball. Use your head. 2-1. Runner at second with one out, top of the sixth. Bath County leads over Jackson County.
There you go. Number 8 hitter, no strikes, and get ahead in the count, make him swing at yours.
Bingham, a DH, fly ball to left and struck out. But again, a big man, if he gets a hold of one, all of a sudden, instead of being up 2-0, you're down 3-2. One ball, one strike, the count from Donahue.
Strike two, that's on the
That's
corner.
A good fastball on the corner.
The thing about Brock is he doesn't go from the windup normally. I mean, you wouldn't in this situation anyhow, but there's a lot less things can get out of kilter by going from the stretch all the time.
Got a lot less in your motion.
Strike three.
Curveball drops in there. That was a big out. Donahue needed it. Two outs now, runner at second. Jackson County has cut the lead to 2-1. A base on balls. And a run on a throwing error after Truitt singled.
Seals is been aggressive up there at the plate. He's 0-for-1, did reach on a walk back in the fifth.
Again, Donahue just needs to throw strikes. In the dirt, ball one. Everybody wants to win every game, including me, but it's not like this is a district game. It's not like it's a matchup game that's going to impact the district tournament. Throw strikes, let you make plays early in the year. One on, two out. There's a line drive
right
in the center.
Him. All right.
Sack him up.
It's a big out because the top of the order is up next.
So Jackson County in their half of the sixth, they score one. It is 2-1. Bath over Jackson. Jackson County, bottom of the sixth after these words on WKCA.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
hit. It's a decent hit. They hit one, the one to left field. Is a decent
Welcome hit. Back. Halfway through the sixth inning, Bath County leads Jackson County 2-1. Bath County, both of their runs and one of their two hits came in the first inning. The only other hit, a two-out double off the bat of Jay Smith in the fifth. Jackson County comes back with one run, one hit in their half of the sixth. That's where we stand, 2-1. As Seals in for his second inning of work. Seals throwing a lot of off-speed stuff. A lot of times the guys in the bottom part of the lineup, that's their meat and potatoes. Let's see what happens with 6, 7, 8, 9. Isaiah Williams, Memphis Beadle, Logan Hiley, due up.
Like Clay Razor came in to run for
yes, he did.
Isaiah a while ago, okay. And he stayed in the game as a DH.
Right, number five.
Clay Razor.
Razor.
So Razor batting from the left-hand side in this sixth spot. There's a fastball on the outside corner, strike one. We were talking curveballs the whole time, and what does Seals do? Throws an outside corner fastball for a strike. There's another
off play
into the bat. Shortstop unable to
get
scoop
back, get
it
back,
at first.
Get back.
Yep. So Razor on with an infield single. Pretty good speed, and coming out of that left-hand box gives him another three steps.
You just got to put it in play, make them make plays. You know, it's easy to catch a pop-up and a fly ball, but early in the year, it's hard to catch those ground balls.
Listen, Elam made a good play. We talked about the grass being thick and it slowing the ball down. That one didn't slow down as much. Elam charged hard and made a good play. The throw over to first base, though, under the glove of Ryan Parrish. Tough play anyway.
Bath County shows bunt there.
Shows Beadle a little bunt.
Pulls it back. Put a little pressure on them. Put it in play. Make them make plays.
Got that Pete Rose number. All right, 14. Lead off base hit. Small ball. Let's move him. We had a two-run lead. Now it's one. Little small back. Ball. Move it around. Clay not getting a big lead over at first.
You're a baseball guy. Where'd the nickname Charlie Hustle come from?
Wow.
Named
I think he
just
gave
it. Because he gave it 110% every time.
He may have. I'm sure one some sports writer gave it to him. One ball to count. 1-1 now is that three-quarter side arm.
As I say, if he was bunting the first one, you should. I want to continue to put the pressure on it.
I believe I would have too, and I may very well drop that bat down here and do it again right here. Push it down the first base side because your third baseman is a pretty solid athlete. Push one in between pitcher and first base. Out of the zone, 2-1. Do you dare square the bunt on a 2-1 count, Coach?
Yeah. In this situation.
Let her rip. Yeah. That's what I say.
You don't do anything to get that runner to second and get him scoring position.
Two ball, one strike. Runner at first is Clay Razor. Out of the zone.
You don't bunt
ball
three.
Ball three, nope. Not unless you just have a most incredible talent.
Or a guy can hit it off.
You're exactly right. Or somebody, the only way they're going to get on is hit by pitch or get lucky and put the bat in front of one.
That's going to be in there.
That's going to drop
it. Be fair.
Yes, just barely. So Razor had to go halfway. So a fly ball into short left field.
Old saying, hit them where they ain't, and that was not hit well, but placed right down the line. The left fielder had a long way to go and couldn't get to it.
Back-to-back base hits from your 6 and 7. Courtesy runner going in is Zane McCarty. Zane is a buddy of mine. I've watched him, all these kids, I've watched him grow up. Zane's big brother played soccer with my son. They were both back on that defensive line. Zane is a good kid, tough, loves the game of baseball, loves it, eats it, breathes it.
We got a pinch hitter
I thought I saw 18.
18. I can't see the roster with the lights off.
Braden Crouch?
Yes.
Braden in the right-hand box. So two on, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth. Bath County up 2-1. First pitch to Crouch. From Seals out of the zone. Ball one. Again, be patient. Do you dare bunt with runners at first and second in ball one?
Don't think so, not with him, not pinch hitting.
I don't think so. Swung on and missed. Good change on that curveball, ball and strike. That hood hanging out of the back of his shirt I thought was some big mullet. I thought, now that right there is the mullet of the year, even though we're only in game one. So one ball, one strike. Fouled straight back.
He was on that
two strikes. Yes, he was. Guessing fastball. Seals gave him one. Crouch just missed it. One ball, two strikes. Razor at second. Beadle at first after back-to-back singles. Neither one of them hit very hard, but both of them safely in. That pitch high, count even out 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to the sophomore, Braden Crouch, who is hitting for right fielder Logan Hiley. Here comes the break even. Called strike three, a good knee-high pitch. Brings up Adam Witt. Adam's got a red hood hanging out of the back of his jersey. I know that's not his mullet, but I swear that one on the back of Crouch. Party in the front, business in the rear. One out, two on. Witt's due, called strike one on the curveball. Be expecting curveballs. That's Seal's bread and butter. Razor at second. Beadle at first. 2-1 the score, bottom of the sixth. Drops in there, strike two. Listen, you got to give Seals credit. Got in a jam with back-to-back singles. 2-1, no out. Got Crouch looking at strike three.
We need an insurance run right here.
Witt's down, two strikes. That one in the dirt. Good job there.
Oh, goodness.
Ooh, good mercy.
Job.
That was not a delayed steal, but the net result was, I don't think, that Clay got a good jump off second base.
He showed good wheels and slid in under the tag.
So now runners at second and third. Punch one to the right side of the infield. Let's score at least one. 2-2. Curveball called strike three on that outside corner. What a dandy pitch.
All right, Corbin. That's what you get paid for right here. Come through under pressure.
Seals back-to-back strikeouts on curveballs. All right, Corbin.
Corbin, I bet you Corbin don't walk.
Well, now, he reached with a hit batsman.
Well.
But I listen. Again, I love him. He's getting his money's worth when he gets to the plate. Out in front of that curveball, pulls it. Foul down way past the Bath County bullpen. If that would have landed, at least two runs would have scored because our dear friend Memphis Beadle was already around third. He was off on contact with two outs. Gotta go, fellas. Two on, two out. A good job by Seals to battle back after back-to-back timeout called. Back-to-back base hits.
One to the backstop right here.
That's the thing about having a runner at third. You've got a lot more pressure on the pitcher and on the catcher to knock down those pitches in the dirt. That one's low and away.
I was saying there's seven more ways you can score from third than you can second. We'll let you think about that or have it for our next broadcast.
You want me to ask you to name them, or are we going to...
It'll take me a while to
get
write
the
down,
old Google machine out.
No, I'll spit them out.
One ball, one strike, two on, two out, 2-1. Bath County leads. There's a ground ball to third.
Oh, get through.
Unable to catch it.
Good job.
One run scores. The other runner coming home slides in.
Good job.
Again, another softly hit ground ball. Clemens charged hard, didn't field it cleanly, kept it in front of him, scooped, and threw a pellet to first base.
The runner, I think you said, is number 12.
That would be Memphis Beetle.
No,
that would be Zane. I'm sorry, Zane.
He did a good job because he ran hard to third, and then when they bobbled it, he was able to come all the way home. If you just trot to second or to third, then you have no chance to score on that play. But he hustled all the way around, and that's why Bath has a 4-1 lead.
So Corbin Sorrell with a little nubber. Is that officially an E5?
Yes.
Two-run score. Sorrell stole second base. Big jump.
Ooh.
Ooh-wee. Almost got caught in no man's land. He jumped hard.
And you're in scoring position, so you don't want to...
Don't run yourself out of an inning because you got your guys at the top of the lineup. Clay Manley is up here. He's 1-for-2, 1-for-3. Lefty facing a curveball pitcher. Wouldn't hurt my feelings to see Clay. There's a big gap in right center. The right fielder's way over toward the line. The left fielder to the left side of second base. A little more breathing room. Bath County 4-1 now. Swung on and missed. Good.
Took a big hefty cut.
Oh, my goodness. That was a good curveball that Seals put in there. Swung on and missed, strike two. Bath County 4. Jackson County 1. Two outs, one on. Bottom of the sixth. Another run here does not hurt our feelings. Out of the zone, the throw down.
Now go.
Oh, boy. No, I was going to say.
Didn't get far enough away from him.
The throw down from third skipped in. Clemens did a good job putting his glove on it. It went up in the air further than it went behind the bag. Coach Armitage just about ready to send Corbin and then thought better of it. Runner at third now, 2-2. That's a little flare over the third baseman. What's going to happen?
Uh-huh.
It drops in there.
Base hit. Big run, another big run. Makes it 5-1. That's the play, Jeff, I told you a while ago. Third baseman, you don't go backward. Because you just lose your train of thought and everything, and you don't have good balance. You want to try to turn and go at it at an angle.
An RBI single from Clay Manley there.
Because he was back there in position to make the play, but he couldn't pick the ball up after he
got turned around. Yep. Courtesy runner going in for Clay Manley.
Manley's second hit of the day.
That's Preston Roussis. Another long drink of water. We need to get Preston put a few pounds on. Somebody send the chili dog out there to first base. No cables out there.
You just saw something that you may never see the rest of the year.
What's that?
Intentional walk with first base occupied. They know Jace.
So Roussis, the courtesy runner, moves down to second base. Jace Smith, last time up, had a double. Down the right field line. Brings up Brock Donahue.
Help yourself right here, Brock.
Yes, sir. Brock hit by a pitch. Fly ball to right. Base on balls, 0-for-1. Curveball on the outside corner called strike one. Listen, you're seeing a lot of curveballs out of Seals. He's worked himself out of a jam in that fifth inning, almost worked himself out of a jam here in the sixth, but the Cats have put three on the table. That one's going to be foul.
Yep.
Donahue out in front of that curveball, pulls it foul down the left field line, down two strikes. So two on, two out, three in this sixth. Opening day, Bath County hosting Jackson County.
A little breathing room now with these three runs here in the bottom of the sixth.
Could stand one more, or two, or three. No ball, two strike, two out, two on, three in, bottom of the sixth. Curveball, stay on that back foot, that's the way. Foul it back. Foul off those pitches that are borderline. Hope that Seals makes a mistake. Throws one in there that you can do something with. Live to fight another day. Here's the pitch again from Seals to Donahue with two on, two out, bottom of the sixth. Cats up four. Again, wait. Take a swing. You gotta keep that weight back. Now, though, with the 1-2,
I would be expecting a curve from Seals.
You don't think he's trying to rock him to sleep with all these curveballs in a row and try to zip a fastball in there? That one out of the zone, 2-2. Curveball seems to be Seals' out pitch.
Yeah, he's a pretty crafty pitcher.
Yes, he is. Throws that curveball for a strike a lot. Now I'm thinking curveball. 2-2, 2-1. Keep your weight back. Out of the zone, ball three, good eye.
So bases loaded, two out. Runners will be going, so any kind of hit here will add to the Bath County lead.
Roussas on deck. Donahue at the plate. Counts full. Runners off. As soon as it leaves his hand, make sure it leaves his hand so you don't run yourself out of an inning. That pitch inside.
No, we didn't have.
Oh, goodness, I had a full count. My bad. Count's now full. That is my bad.
Well, the scoreboard had 3-2, so we won
that. That is not my bad. Listen, we'll dock you pay. Man who makes a mistake on balls and strikes on the scoreboard, he buys chili dogs for the press row. Called strike three on the curveball. A good pitch there by Seals to come back and stop the bleeding. Bath County scores three in their half of the six. They lead 5-1. Jackson County coming back for the top of the seventh right after these messages on WKCA.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
All righty, folks. This is what you pay the money for, top of the seventh. Top of the order due up, Clemens, Thomas, Elam. Jackson County Generals down 5-1 here in Owingsville. They thought about doing a JV game. Has that been nixed?
Nixed in the bud, as Barney would say.
Nipped in the bud. Nipped it, yep. Bath County again has got Brock Donahue on the hill for his second inning of work. Colton Carpenter went five. Pitch five, no runs, four hits, two strikeouts, two base on balls for Carpenter, and five generals left on base. Donahue in his one inning gave up a walk, a hit, got a strikeout, no damage done.
And the run was unearned as the throwaway to third.
Yes, sir.
Allowed the runner to come on in and score.
Now, if you're Jackson County, though, the good news is you're in a spot, but you got your top of your lineup. You're ready to roll. Clemens,
two for three. I really like Clemens. He looks like a really good player.
Listen, he seems to be the real deal. Started pitching. He went four innings, gave up two runs on one hit. Struck out four, walked one, hit three.
But they were unearned.
They were unearned, yes, sir.
Two hits at the plate.
A single and a double, actually a fly ball to center, then a double, then a single, out on the fielder's choice in the fifth. First pitch from Donahue out of the zone, ball one. You're up four, throw strikes. You're up four, throw strikes. Ball two.
And if you're playing by the percentages, Jackson County, you make throw a strike before you swing.
Yes, sir.
When you're down.
Here comes the 2-0. Swung on and missed. A good fastball on the outside corner. An aggressive cut from Clemens.
He took two pitches, and May swung at one that was worse than the two he took.
2-1. Man, those shoulder-high fastballs look good, though.
There's a strike right down the middle.
2-2. Good job by Donahue to come back after an 0-2 count to even it up. Donahue, a quick worker. Here comes the break even. Foul tipped, straight back. Just got a piece of it to stay alive, does Ashton Clemens. Listen, this Jackson County team, you can see some bright spots out there. Granted, it's game one, but they play in a tough 13th region. Whitley's won a tournament a couple times out of the 13th. Full counts, curveball stays wide. Whitley's down there, Clay's down there. Several good baseball teams. Corbin, Barberville, high ball forward, leadoff walk.
Not the way we wanted to start this.
No, sir. No, sir. You're up four. Challenge and let you boys make plays behind you.
Get an out somewhere. Don't worry about turning two. Just get an out somewhere.
So that brings up Elijah Thomas, the catcher, grounded to third, reached on an error and struck out, stole a base in the third, 0 for 2.
Popped maybe up in play, maybe. It's going to be
in
close.
In front of the dugout, lands right on the Bath County dugout about 8 feet out of play. They scattered.
I thought John Razor had it, that he... unable to make the play.
Hands of stone, ain't he, Ronnie Garvin? You remember Ronnie Garvin? Listen, out of the Mid-South, I guess Ronnie was my favorite wrestler.
Ronnie Garvin, I think.
Hands of stone. Listen, I love those guys. One strike now to count. 1-0, nobody out, top of the seventh. Bath County leads Jackson County. That curveball skips in there. Don't dip. I was going to say, good, put it in your pocket. Bath County catcher Jay Smith knocked it down. Don't make a silly throw.
The infield, don't hold him. Nope. Don't worry about him at
Everybody
all.
Everybody stay in position. Yep.
And get it out.
Oh, now listen. Pitch inside 2-1. Who else came through the Mid-South? Of course, the Poffos were down through there, Leaping Lanny and
Randy Savage.
Randy Macho Man Savage.
Crusher Broomfield.
Uh-huh. Who was the little British, Australian guy? Who am I thinking of? Not very
Bill
big.
Bill Dundee.
Bill Dundee, that's my boy.
Superstar.
Superstar Bill Dundee. Those guys used to come to Georgetown Lexington quite a bit. Three balls and a strike. Donahue to Thomas. High ball four. Back-to-back base on balls, not what you want.
He's falling way off to the first base side. I don't know if he normally steps here.
Coach Cable right.
And you got a four-run lead. Both
yep.
strikes. Make a play.
Yep.
We can trade runs for outs, and we win 5-4.
100%. And they can't get a four-run swing unless they get three guys on base, and they've already put two on courtesy of a walk. I'm sure Cable is out there saying, now, come on now. I got a cheeseburger waiting for me. Throw strikes. I got to get out of this dugout. It's been 2.5 hours since I've had a bite.
And sometimes it's nothing to do physical. You just go out there and kind of pump them up and give them a little confidence and go with it that way.
Let's see, the rest of the week, I do not have it. I thought I had a schedule in front of me, but I do
home
not.
Home every day except Wednesday. I do know that.
So tomorrow night, Bath County baseball right back here. Bath County softball also back here, I believe, hosting a JV doubleheader with Rowan County. I'll have to report back on that. So two consecutive walks. First pitch swing.
Maybe the hardest Ooh. Ball he's thrown tonight, right there.
Listen, again, I'm not a statistic guy. I can barely do 2+2, but if you've got back-to-back walks, I make him throw me a strike before I swing at one.
Mm-hmm.
Ball and a strike. And Donahue throws a lot of strikes. It's uncharacteristic of him not to throw strikes. But you're not at 100% every game. We need a strike right here. There's a little flare.
It's going to be a tough play.
In the center. Oh.
Throws a second.
One of those, I got it, you take it. Dropped right in between.
Not sure if the
center fielder or right fielder.
They just didn't see it, but it drops in there.
So now, base is full, nobody out. And it is a whole nother animal. Up four with the bases full and nobody out. And the cleanup hitter, Noah Callette, one swing away from tying this baby up. What a silly play we saw there. Two guys standing right there, 10 feet away from each other, and the ball landed 5 feet from either one. Just one of those, I got it, you take it. Something you don't expect from a veteran ball club. Right here's an opportunity for Donahue to dig deep.
There you go.
Swung on and missed, strike two.
Infielders, the ball's hit till you get an out somewhere. You don't have to go home. You got any of the bases, there's an out waiting on you.
And if it's sharply hit, consider turning two. If it's softly hit, just misses on the two-strike pitch.
Don't waste any right here.
No, no.
I'm going to say fastball and throw it by him.
One ball, two strikes, bases full. Clemens at third, Thomas at second, Elam at first. Two walks and a fly ball single. There's a foul ball into the soccer field. Count remains a ball and two strikes. This one has tightened up, Coach.
Whew.
Put three spot on in the bottom of the six. Thought that might loosen the collars up just a little bit. Jackson County says, nah, before we go back to the house, we are going to make a rally. And they have done just that. Bases full, no outs. Started with a walk.
They've left, if I'm counting right, 11 on base tonight, not counting this inning.
Eight so far. Yes, sir. 1-2. Let's see a little smoke on the outside corner. Here comes Donahue.
There's a good pitch.
Curveball drops in,
right there,
strike
Jay.
Three. Yep,
Stay
with
right
the bases full.
It.
Yep. That was an important out.
Big out for the Wildcats.
Big time. Again, we've got several candidates for the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award. first year for that. We'll talk about excavators and bulldozers and things like that. Bath County's outfield drifts a little more toward right now, with Summers 0 for 3, grounded to third, grounded to short, grounded to second. Fastball high and away, ball one. So the bases are full, one out. Now, if it's sharply hit, inside ball two. Sharply hit ground ball to third. You want Carpenter to just step on the bag and send a pellet across to first base.
That'll work.
6-4-3 up the middle, swung on and fouled to the screen.
Oh, boy, he helped us out right
yes,
there.
Yes, he did.
He swung at ball three.
2-1. So up the middle. Get your man at second if you got a shot at it, turn two. First base, if it's sharply hit, I'd say step on the bag, get the run, get the second out, and let the run score. Hit to the pitcher, bring it home. 3-1. Need a strike right here from Donahue. That pitch fouled back in behind the bleachers, counts full. Buckle down, fellas.
3-2.
That's what we were talking earlier about. 500 different thoughts run through your brain. When you're 16, 17, 18, you got to process them. And process them in a hurry. Here's the payoff. 3-2.
Pitch and play
base
the game
full.
Right now.
Summers at the plate.
Oh,
called
good.
Strike three, a fastball on the outside corner.
We'll take it.
Two out. Now, that takes about 473 options off the table.
Third out, any base on any ground ball. You shouldn't even have to throw it.
Nope.
Basically, unless it's in the hole someplace.
So Jackson Lakes, 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. What a looping curveball.
And that's just confidence there. He struck out two in a row, and now he's throwing his curve for a strike.
Now let's see a little heat for strike two. Just high, 1-1. Had the right pitch, just the towards was a little bit off. 5-1, Bath County leads. Two outs, bases full. Good job, Jace. 2-1, Jay Smith took that curveball. That was wide right, jumped over and blocked it. What you expect him to do, here comes the 2-1 from Donahue to Lakes. Fastball swung on and missed, 2-2.
Don't waste any curves
nope.
here.
Same
Fastball,
thing. Yep.
Hey, hit me if you can.
Same pitch, same spot?
Same
yes,
pitch,
sir.
Same spot.
Yes, sir.
Same,
make them earn it.
Same result.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bases full. Donahue to Lakes. High ball three.
May have tried to overthrow that one just
yep.
a bit.
Yep.
Runners will be going here, so ground ball, you probably have to go to first, unless it's just hit right at the third baseman.
Again, you never know, but we saw Donahue kind of wiggling that left leg last inning. The payoff, 3-2.
Strike
fastball
three.
Swung on and missed, strike three. Good job, Brock. Jackson County came back with a valiant charge in their half of the seventh inning, but Bath County holds on. Two runs in the first, three runs in the sixth. That's Bath County's five. Jackson County scored their run in the fifth. 5-1 the final. Bath County victorious over the visiting generals from Jackson County. Let's take a short break, hear a word from a few of our sponsors. We'll have post-game stats. Post-game awards. Bath County Coach Patrick Armitage join us high on press row here in Owingsville. That and so much more. Bath County victorious 5-1 over the visitors from Jackson County. Stay tuned. Bath County post-game coming up next.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrey Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrey Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrey Funeral Homes.
Somebody said there was a head and a half. That's what I wasn't listening or anything.
Welcome back to our broadcast. We are doing a little checking on region basketball. Coach, you say Round got beat?
By eight.
By eight.
Boyd County, I think, 65-57. And someone had mentioned Round was in the lead at the half.
But oh, mercy.
I figure both those ball games tonight will be good games.
Will be dandies. You're exactly right. Bath County victorious on opening night over the visitors from Jackson County. Final score 5-1. I'm in the process of trying to get some statistics together. Coach, first game. The main thing you want to do is play ball and come out without getting hurt and hopefully get a win.
And we did all those.
Your thoughts?
We had chances to push the lead out. The big inning, we scored three in the bottom of the six, gave us a cushion. That looked like we were going to need it, but after they got the bases loaded with no one out there in the seventh, Donahue struck out three straight batters. So good win for the Wildcats early, pitching good. Jackson had one run. It was unearned. Bath had five runs. The first two were unearned, and one of the ones in the sixth inning was unearned. So Bath two earned and three unearned. Carpenter went the first five innings, no runs. Donahue goes the last two, gave up a run, but it was unearned. Had four strikeouts, three walks. Bath County, looks like Clay Manley had two hits. Was the leader, if I'm looking at everything correct.
Yes, sir.
Bath with a total of five hits. Jackson had six. But a good win. Good way to start the season. Any win's good. And when you can make plays, and we had to make some plays.
Yes, we did.
The game got tight. But Coach Armitage, I see, snuck in behind us. And
tell you what, let me just hand him the headphones because it's 10 minutes till 9 and I've got to be back in the office at 5:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So, much like Brock Donahue, we are not going to waste time throwing pitches. Coach, let me trade headsets with you.
Well, Pat, congratulations on win number one to start the year. Your thoughts on the game?
Well, we knew they were good. You know, I think that was the first thing. They got three or four guys that can play for anybody. And they put the ball in play, and we knew they would. I needed a good pitching performance from Colton Garber, and I got it. Brock wasn't feeling great tonight, and he came in and gutted one out. And
a little wild, but like you said, gutted it out with three straight strikeouts.
But he was electric last Monday. And just tonight, he didn't locate early in the count, but he's so much of a competitor, and I've put him in so many positions before that I'm comfortable throwing him out there. And I had confidence he would get us out of it. We've got four or five games this week. Actually, we've got Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so we've got four more. And we've got a lot of pitching depth, and I'm sure we're going to test a lot of it. But I'm proud of my guys. Offensively, some guys stepped up. Some guys didn't have good games. And I told them, I said, we didn't hit like I wanted. We didn't hit like we did last Monday. We played a really good Estill County team to this same score.
And Estill's really, really good program. Baseball program.
Yeah, and Estill's going to have to win the 14th region. And last week we had this same score. Our pitching is outstanding. They didn't get a base hit until the fifth inning. Tonight they put it in play. As good of a defensive outfield game as I've seen in my 9 years here. And, you know, all three of those spots made plays. I'd like to have that last one in the last inning there. I think there was some confusion between the two out there.
Well, I couldn't tell if they lost it or just didn't communicate with each other. But
the guy that needed to catch it lost it, and the guy that had a beat on it, it wasn't his ball. So I kind of understand it. I'm a forgiving person, so we're good with that. But I thought, you know, for the middle of our lineup not to produce and us to be able to basically grind some runs in there. We did some hitting and running. We did some stealing, double stealing, bunting. We had the Little League a few runs in there, but we got them in. And, you know, the guys I brought in, that's why I told them out there, we played like 16 guys tonight. Be ready for your opportunity. Last year, our three guys toward the bottom of our roster started in the district tournament. And they're three of our better players right now. And I want to congratulate Clay Manley, who played a great ball game.
Two of our five hits.
Yes, and, you know, he was our best defensive outfielder last year. And, you know, he's picked up right there, and he's claimed a job. And, you know, it wasn't my plan to bat him in the top of the lineup until he started getting so many good at-bats. And I'm not looking at base hits. I'm not looking at batting averages. I'm looking.
When you put the ball in play, that's what you want from
there. Yeah, we're talking eye test. Like, he's putting the ball in play. He's not striking out. He's working counts. Like, their first pitcher is their ace. He struck out like 78 kids last year, and he had a 12 strikeout performance a year ago today.
He's a good looking kid. Good athlete.
He throws around 80 mile an hour. He's a good athlete. A lot of teams love to have him. But I knew once we got through him, you know, they were a little bit limited as far as pitching experience. But I thought our guys grinded out. And, you know, this first week, all these games are at home. And I do that strategically every year. First of all, I want to give our grounds crew credit. Cable's outstanding. Donnie, the team, the park. We get in here and get this place ready to play. There's like four parks in our region right now that are underwater from this last little flood. So we always schedule these home games early. They're cold. They're not always fun to view, but we play them and we get them in. And a lot of teams are accustomed to playing here that first week. And, you know, we can play JV because they've got lights. Some of our opponents don't have it. We didn't play JV night because it didn't get started until 10 o'clock. But this is a good week, and we've got to continue – you know, to take it one inning at a time. And I thought that last inning, hey, we were us, putting guys on, making it interesting, but we were also us with clutch performance down the stretch there. And, you know, defense made a play, strike out a kid, and Brock kind of found it there toward the end, too. He threw a good curveball, and sometimes a curveball will get you, if you locate it for a strike, you get a little confidence back. His velocity was good, but like I said, he's just a little bit under the weather, and you know, he had a couple really good at-bats, too, and, you know, he's batting in the middle of our lineup. We've got a lot of kids that can play, and we've just got to be able to find that right mix. And we may never find it because we may continue to rotate them until, you know, see who's hot. And you've had teams like that. I've played on teams like that for you. I've been one of those guys.
Yeah, a lot of times in high school, whoever's pitching determines where everybody else is going in the rotation.
Well, and we did this tonight without Colton Carpenter, one of our better hitters in our lineup. I told him, I said, I want you to see how far you can go. Last week he made, you know, he got out twice while he was pitching. I thought it was going to be cold. Go in and put your jacket on. We got hitters. You know, we'll hit for you. But he's a guy that will be in our lineup. He'll be one of our regular guys. So we'll get it together. We'll look better. But, hey, a 5-1 win on opening night, we will take it.
I don't blame you. What about the rest of the week? You said you're home every day.
Yeah, we got Owsley tomorrow. They're improved. And they're, Neil Terry's our coach. It's his second tenure over there. He's a basketball guy. He's got all their guys out, and the small school has to do that. On Thursday, we play Paris. You know, they come over. They're much improved. They've got most of their team back from the last 2 years. And then on Friday night, Bluegrass United comes in. They're always solid with a bunch of private school kids that are, that they've played together forever. And then on Saturday, we play McGoffin. And, you know, they nearly beat us up there last year. It was a 7-6 ball game that we basically had to steal on the road. So they're talented, and they've got a couple really good arms. And then next week, we play at Morgan, who's solid. And then we've got on Thursday, the 2A, which is at Greenup. And that's kind of one of those games you don't want to look ahead. But the first significant game on our schedule is the 2A. And we want to see who's playing well by then. We probably won't play 16 players in the 2A game. I'm just trying to figure out 10 that can. And we'll see who's hot, and we'll see who's throwing the ball the best. I haven't made any rash pitching decisions. You know, Roosus is going to get a start this week. Braden Crouch is going to get a start tomorrow. He's looked really good through the offseason.
But it looks like Friday's the only day with a good chance of rain.
Right.
They're saying 90%.
So. And if we can play on this field after what it looked like 2 days ago, we may rough it in too. But it's part of March and April baseball. It's going to be like this.
Yeah. Well, this is beautiful weather for this early in March.
Yeah,
we have a 60-degree day.
And we had a good crowd. You know, the girls got a win. We got a chance to watch most of it before ours started, which we knew this was going to be a 6:30 game because it takes Jackson County a long time to get here. We found out we weren't going to play V yesterday, so we were cool with a 6:30 start. Playing under the lights is different because we haven't done it a lot. It's a little different to read off the bat. The cold air is a little different. We haven't been out in the cold because we've had a fairly warm February outside. So tonight was a little different, but hey, our pitching is, and I'm going to say this right now, and I hope it holds true, our pitching is going to keep us in a lot of games because they throw strikes. And they get ahead of hitters. Cable calls an excellent game, and I don't give him enough credit. We've got the new catcher coach device. He's got the headset on. You probably see Jace with the wiring down his back.
I didn't know that.
Memphis will have the wiring down his back when he catches. Cable just talks into it, fastball outside. We relay that. We don't have the confusion. We don't have the arguing back and forth. We just have a talk. And it was expensive. I'm very fortunate to be part of a program that can afford one. And not a lot of our opponents will have that and take advantage of it. I know at the college level it's become a big deal. But it's worked flawlessly through one preseason game and then this opener. So hopefully it's going to make our pitcher-catcher-coach relationship even better and more efficient.
Well, good. I'm glad you told us that. Well, congratulations.
Thanks,
on
guys.
The season opening win, and hopefully we'll have several of these. You can come up and talk.
I really appreciate you.
All
see
right.
You guys. Get paid, Jeff.
That's Bath County head coach Patrick Armitage. The Bath County Wildcats opened their baseball season with a 5-1 win over Jackson County.
Let's take a short break. We will recap our stats in just a minute. We'll do our post-game awards, that and so much more. Bath County victorious 5-1 over the visitors from Jackson County. Stay tuned. Post-game continues right after these words on WKCA.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2-tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So, goodbye to short-lived, and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Welcome back. Bath County victorious in their home opener, actually season opener, 5-1 over a gritty Jackson County general team. 5-1 the final score. The winning pitcher, Colton Carpenter. Brock Donahue comes in for the save. Offensively, Clay Manley 2-for-4. Jay Smith 1-for-3 with a double and intentional walk. Isaiah Williams, I'm sorry, Clay Razor 1-for-1 with a run. And a hit batsman. Memphis Beetle 1-for-3, run scored in that 3-run sixth. Bath County did what they needed to do to come out victorious in this opening day. All right. Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, sponsors our opening arguments and our final verdict. We talked opening argument in the pregame, Roy. Score runs, make routine plays. How'd we do on the final verdict?
I didn't score as many as I was hoping for, but pitching was good. Pretty good defense. We had a couple errors. They only got one run. It was unearned. But overall, I'd have to give us an A on
stranded eight runners. But again, all in all, early season, that is not a bad thing. How many times last year did we see what was a 2-1 game? You get late in the game, not able to press those extra runs across. Did it here tonight against Jackson County. Downtown Athletic Club defensive play or player of the game, sponsored by Downtown Athletic Club in Mount Sterling. Great place to work out, lift weights, use the weights, use the machines. What do we got on our defensive play or player of the game?
I've got Corbin Sorrell. He just looks really good there at third base. And I know he made a mistake and threw a little high throw and let them score the one run. But let me tell you, if they hit a ground ball to him, you just well caught money. He's got it in his glove and a good throw to first, and I'll give that to Corbin Sorrell.
I see four putouts to Corbin at third base, and again, just a vacuum cleaner down there at third base. That's what we've expected from him. Corbin Sorrell, our Downtown Athletic defensive player of the game. How about the R.L. Caudill Construction Company offensive play or player of the game, sponsored by our friends in the Caudill family, Caudill Construction?
My stats are correct. Clay Manley is the only guy with more than one hit.
2-for-4.
He had two hits, scored a run. Put the ball in play all four times. So, first game of the year, Clay Manley.
Also got an RBI on that sixth inning single.
Yes.
And so congratulations, Clay, the R.L. Caudill Construction Company offensive play or player of the game. New award this year, the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award. And, guys, if you need dirt pushed around or whatever the case may be, check them out on Facebook. Give them a call, Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award. Coach, what do you say?
Well, I'm going to give it to Brock Donahue. He pitched himself in trouble in the seventh, but he pitched himself out of trouble by striking out three straight batters with the bases loaded and 0-1 out. And Jackson County seemed to have a little momentum going, but as you said, Brock dug deep, found the strike zone. They couldn't put the ball in play on him once he found the strike zone. So
Bath County had a two-run lead after six innings, put a three spot on. They were up 5-1, and you and I sitting here say, okay, throw strikes, throw strikes. What happens? Back-to-back walks and a base hit, bases full. Donahue comes back, digs deep, three consecutive counts, 4, 5, and 6 batters for Jackson County. So congratulations, Brock Donahue, on that. Bath County wins 5-1. Congratulations to all of our award recipients. There's not anything that goes with it. It's not like you get a Honey Baked Ham or KSL-8 or something like that. But we appreciate all of our sponsors, appreciate all of our listeners, appreciate Hannah in the studio. We hope you didn't stay out too late. Hope you're not in trouble for not getting home on time. Final score, Bath County 5, Jackson County 1. Not sure tomorrow what's going to happen here on WKCA. We'd intended to carry Bath County, Powell County softball, but that Powell County game has been canceled. Coach Kenny Williams is trying to round something out with Round County. We'll see how that pans out. And just keep your radio tuned right here. We will let you know. Final score, Bath County 5, Jackson County 1. That's it from opening day here in Owingsville. Good night, everybody.
You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Howe Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. More real country music is headed your way on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.